What's going on, you delusional depth charges? Welcome to
Ride and Roast
with two Richards and a truck.
Oh my God, we got an article for you, man.
I can't believe Vice actually put this out. And we're actually taking a little bit of a trip back in time because this is from December of 2017. So this was before this whole Transformers scenario became like the new goth craze.
Mm-hmm. Isn't there an undertone of trying to harvest sympathy for these people?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Yes. And it doesn't take much to just apply, I don't know, facts, logic, and reason to this article.
Yeah.
And figure out, well, maybe the problem is you. Maybe the problem is not men.
Well, I can tell you exactly what the problem is. They're trying to live in the real world based on feelings and not facts.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
We knew this in the 90s. In fact, they even made a movie called Reality Bites.
Yeah.
And it bites hard, especially when you're not prepared for the snake.
Yeah.
Or you cut yours off hoping that it's going to make you something else.
If you want to change yourself into something else, it happens up here.
You can't change this to match this.
No.
If that makes any sense.
No.
If this is sick and you try to change this to match this, guess what? Then you're just sick.
Yes.
You're not handling the business. This is the only condition where we will corrupt a healthy body to match an unwell mind.
Correct. And this is absolutely insane because under any other situation, these people would be called delusional.
Yep.
Like if you think you're a cat, well, guess what? You're delusional. If you think you're a person of color and you're not, that's delusional thinking. I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all. We're too old for mental gymnastics, okay?
Well, I hope you stretched then, because this one, you're going to have to warm up for this article.
All right. Let's get this on.
The first time I had sex after transitioning. So they've got the man-made snot pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Which has to be dilated every day because it's an open surgical wound that mm-hmm. leaks pus and grows hair and all that stuff. Things that these doctors are routinely not telling these patients, to my recollection and understanding.
Yep.
Because a lot of these people truly believe, and doctors have told them, that you can reverse it if you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's like, not a tattoo.
Yeah. No. Listen,
they literally... You can't laser your cock back on.
They literally... Split your Johnson up, take the innards out with a melon baller, sew it back together so it's in basically a flesh envelope, and then ram it up inside there and tack it off just so it stays there. And guess what's going to happen? Your body is constantly going to be reacting to the fact that it's thinking it's wounded when you think it's not.
Yep.
But in reality, you have an open wound.
Yep, and they give you a skin stretcher. Down there, and if you forget it and you're at the airport, you can just use a banana.
Yeah, we did. We covered that one.
That's disgusting.
All right, you're ready for this?
Yep.
The funniest webinars on the internet are back for a limited time only. Until December 1st, you can get both the Working Man's Survival Guide and Administrative Violence Divorce Edition for half off.
That is if you listen to the Popster and you invest your money wisely.
Over 5 hours of hilarious and informative content that will not only make you laugh yourself sick, but you'll learn how to turn bureaucracy into your female breeding dog at the same time. Scan the QR code on the screen, or click on the link tree in the MeatGazer box to get your digital downloads today. Be sure to keep the link on the confirmation screen, or if you lose it, send us your receipts and we'll make sure you get what's yours.
That's all you're getting out of me.
Remember, this offer is only good until December 1st, and includes both of these hilarious webinars. So what are you waiting for, you dirty riggers? Do it now!
Trans woman,
aka biological male. And before transitioning, I'd sleep with gay men, although I never identified as a gay man because I always felt like a woman.
Again, mental gymnastics, got it. But in reality, if you're a dude sleeping with dudes,
gay.
That's it. you can, you know, explain it however you want. When you put that in a pot and boil it down, you get gay.
Imagine doing everything in your power to become a social outcast and then complaining when people treat you like a weirdo.
I'm the bearded lady, but are you one of the freaks?
Now I'm a trans woman. I'm straight identified, meaning I sleep with straight or bisexual men.
Bisexual men are gay.
One of the main things I've noticed about sex now is how differently I'm treated. I've learned a lot about how straight men treat women, which doesn't sit well with my feminist beliefs.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Okay. Got it. Feminist beliefs.
So no surf and turf on the first date, huh?
That's just nasty. You're putting your mouth on an open wound.
Why doesn't this look like... Oh.
There we go.
I suddenly have an emergency. My grandmother is on fire, and I'll call you, I promise. I didn't have that much sex pre-transition because I was so depressed. But when I did, I wasn't treated like that. For example, straight guys just don't care if you come. This is something all women know, but obviously I didn't realize that until I transitioned. Did you also realize that trans women can't come?
That is brand new information!
Listen, you are scrambling those nerve endings virtually beyond repair. That's number one. Number two, I mean, I've suffered two prostate surgeries. And the second one, you know, severely hindered the operating apparatus for about 2 years. Yeah. It eventually went back to normal, but it was very disturbing for that first 2 years.
Oh, I bet. They expect to mangle their downstairs mix-up beyond repair. Leave an open wound there that's literally nothing but pus and scar tissue. You don't have a clit. You don't have an actual vagina.
Yeah.
Those muscles cannot contract.
Nope.
Because there's no mechanism there to experience an orgasm.
Correct. It's literally been destroyed.
But it's straight men's fault and not your own choices that caused this, right?
Yeah. And they're probably getting lied to on the regular, you know, thinking that, you know, this is Abby normal when it really is.
Yeah. This is Yas lighting. Yep. They choose to believe only what reinforces their bias, and then when reality intervenes, they get upset and they look for somebody else to blame.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the victim mentality.
My first time having sex post-transition, although really I've always been trans, so I guess it's the first time I had sex after presenting full-time, was with this guy I'd been messaging for a while. One of the perks of being a trans girl in the media is that sometimes you get cute guys messaging you. So if I like them, I'll engage with them. This particular guy had seen me on the news when I first started my campaign, Nail Transphobia, and he'd got in touch and would like my pictures every now and again and stuff.
And stuff.
And stuff.
Don't say and stuff. Just say, Dad, there are whores here.
After a while, he suggested meeting up. We hung out a couple of times before having sex. I'm a Christian, so I don't sleep with people on the first date. But going full Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0 is totally fine.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm not going to bang on him for being, you know, Christian.
No, I'm not going to bang on him for being a Christian, but yeah. I will bag on him for being a transsexual Christian who fucked gay men. But yep. I identify as straight, so it's okay.
What a flowchart of insanity they got
I'm
going on.
I'm telling you, man. Like, this is why we had to stretch. Because the mental gymnastics on display here require you to be able to do the scorpion at will.
And that's not healthy for you
at all. When we finally had sex, it wasn't good. It wasn't a nice experience. It was a mess. Could that be because they're fetishizing you?
Yes.
You're the dirty little secret.
You're the dartboard in the bar.
Yes.
Sorry.
You're basically one notch up from a glory hole attendant.
You're a walking, talking masturbation robot with its own intelligence.
But I'm all woman.
We're not trying to be mean. This is just the reality on the situation.
It is the reality on the ground.
Just telling you guys the truth, because that's really all I can do.
And I do feel some semblance of pity for this person, because obviously they were lied to.
Yes.
They were told, oh yeah, you'll be able to experience sex just like a woman, which is a flat out lie.
Correct.
And now this person is going to have to live with that for the rest of their lives. And it's usually within about 6 years of transitioning. So we're coming up on it.
Yep.
A lot of these people will induct themselves into the Fantastic 41%. And that is not a superhero group.
Listen, we don't want to see that happen.
No.
And our number one goal here on this channel is to try to prevent it.
Yeah.
So if any people that are like on the edge of trying to do this stuff, if they see this video, please take it to heart.
Exactly.
We want you to get the therapy and the help that you really need.
Yes.
Not the delusional therapy that blows up in your face down the road.
And we used to understand as a society that the truth was like a necessary surgery. It hurts, but it helps you heal from something else that's worse. Now the truth is seen as an attack on people who want to live it a lie.
Yeah, and we don't do that here.
Here's a thought. If genitals don't determine gender, how the fuck does cutting them off affirm it?
Yeah, wow. Logic just got introduced. Who knew? All right.
And now we're going to go completely off into the weeds.
Here we go.
There's not much to say, really, other than men are trash. Now, here's another thought. Could it be that this person, who was probably raised in a single mother home, has always had issues with men and internalized that onto their own image, which is why they thought this was the only way out?
That does sound reasonable.
Just asking.
That's just
questions.
Rational thinking, and that makes us public enemy number one, I guess.
Well, we know now that, one, there is no gay gene. So you throw out the whole born this way thing. And they basically threw it out themselves as soon as gender became something that you could change on a whim day by day.
Correct. And here's another thing. A lot of that, when they play that I was born that way,
yeah,
that's a metaphysical argument. Mm-hmm. If they're liberals, they're all for separation of church and state, except when it comes to this.
Yeah.
This that is called the new hypocrisy at its best.
Well, this has gone beyond religion at this point. This is a cult.
Yeah, this is
a church
cult.
Will let you leave. A cult will not. They will eviscerate you and character assassinate you in public as soon as you speak outside of the dogma. All you have to do is just look at any black conservative and see what the liberals have to say about them, and you get exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. They're calling people of color white supreme pizzas when they're just answering questions truthfully with logic and reason in a calm tone.
Ugh.
I mean, look at Larry Elder.
Larry Elder, Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, whoa.
Kanye. You love minorities until they don't think like you, and then you want them back on the plantation. It's almost like slavery never stopped.
And your hormone surges are getting out of control.
He continues, we were around his house, and I wasn't planning for it to be a big thing. Well, let's be honest, if he wants to bang a transformer, it's probably a micro thing.
God, that's just beyond
me. Yeah,
this is just beyond me. I, in my entire life, never envisioned an implosion like this. I thought it would be more of a political thing.
This is beyond.
This is, oh, wow.
Well, the Chinese have gotten what they wanted. Instead of fighting back against the state, the people who think they're resisting the state are actually towing its water and ripping us apart from the inside. It's almost like Marxism 101. I'd had sex before. I didn't consider myself to be a virgin. That's because you took it up the poop chute. Or you gave mouth hugs with head bobs.
Yep, that's right.
Reciprocating mouth hugs with head bobs. You're the yin wang.
Oh, my God.
There was a wing wang.
Wing.
Two dudes 69ing wing wang.
Oh, Lord.
You go get Chinese food after.
Oh, I can't
you suck on the egg roll. You swallow those bean sprouts, bitch. You want plum sauce? Well, too bad for you.
You can have cum sauce instead.
You have cum sauce instead. You want yum yum sauce? You cum sauce.
Oh, God.
I don't even know how we got here.
We are so far in the weeds, bro.
It was just my first time post-transition. I just wanted to have sex, you know? Oh, no, no.
No, no.
Being a man in the modern Western world, I don't understand being horny at all. You're going to have to explain it to me.
Listen, we all get it. I understand. Like, when I was young and dumb thinking, I said the same shit.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun for him, but not much fun for me.
Again, destroyed nerve endings, using something that's not designed that way, artificially created. What could go wrong?
Yeah, you artificially created and mutilated a coin purse.
That's right.
And that's about all it's good for is holding coins. Well, although that would be a decent party trick.
Well, no, they just take and put it in a jar and then they take it to a taxidermist and they can turn it into a tobacco purse.
Pretend to swallow a full dollar and just punch out four quarters. Here you go. I'll buy that for a dollar. Here
Damn.
You go.
Savage.
It's about all it's good for. Pus spewing and heavy metals poisoning.
Oh, God, stop it. I'm getting nauseous.
Could you imagine that? You shoved all that stuff in, up in there thinking you don't need a purse anymore, and then it accidentally seals up because you forget to dilate, or you think a roll of quarters is going to magically keep it open.
That's going to look interesting on an x-ray.
Yeah, it will indeed. Don't go for an MRI, though. It might rock it up into your abdomen and cause you all kinds of real
and
problems.
Kill you. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he was very inconsiderate of my body and my feelings. I didn't want to marry him or anything. If anything, he was more into me than I was into him. But at the same time, I wanted him to respect me.
Well, you are being fetishized. I mean, that's what happens.
Yes, and that's all they're ever going to be for anybody, because there will be no reciprocation of the tingles and jingles that we all go out there looking for. We had sex, and he came, and it was done, even though I didn't come. So I said, oh, are we done? Because I'm not done. It was embarrassing. I'm not just going to finish myself off now you're done. You're not even sitting next to me anymore.
Because you got post-nut clarity.
You can't orgasm.
Well, I'm sure maybe she can. I
highly doubtful.
Yeah, I would highly doubt it.
But the odds of that happening after
full-term
transition?
Exceedingly slim.
Yeah.
Exceedingly.
You would be the unicorn of trans women if you actually managed an orgasm after doing that to your meat downstairs.
Sure, I'm sure there are guys out there who have, like, superhuman healing ability. Maybe they could. That's very rare.
But even still, you're talking about the main piece of a man's gear that experiences the pleasure is the tip.
Yes.
And the frenulum. So one has been sliced completely up the middle like a banana split, and all the fibrous tissue that's conducting those nerve endings has been hollowed out.
Yeah.
So what's there?
That's a very good question.
I mean, maybe we're completely wrong on this. We're not doctors, but we have watched more than enough videos and read plenty of articles on the subject to know that, especially if these people had puberty blockers as part of their transfer regimen, then it's impossible.
We have watched quite a few detransition videos. They're heartbreaking.
They are.
They truly are. I mean, it is disgusting.
I mean, you'll have people who catch it early.
Yeah.
And then they will transition back to looking pretty feminine. But the voice is fucked for life.
Yeah.
When I realized he hadn't forgotten I hadn't come, he just didn't care. He left a really bad taste in my mouth. Well, that's just because you didn't swallow it all. I realize that this is what my female friends have told me my whole life. Guys just use you as a toy to wank with. They only care about themselves. I never saw him again after that. So let me get this straight. You met up with the dude who was fetishizing you.
Mm-hmm.
You let him bang you. And then you never called him again.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Yeah, you're totally punishing him for that.
Yes.
Yeah, totally. And by the way, it's not every guy who does this. There are plenty of men out there who base their value on their ability to pleasure a woman. I would say that's most men.
Well, yeah, and we already did a video called The 10 Dick. And if you don't want stalkers, you better not be throwing around the 10 Dick.
Exactly. Really. And somebody who's mentally unwell, clearly mentally unwell, like this author, that's the last thing you want to be dishing.
She got the four dick.
Exactly. But don't forget, it's not every guy. It's every guy these friends of yours, meaning feminist leftoids, are willing to sleep with. So you're either going to get male feminists, you know, soyentists, or you're going to get the alpha chads, who know they can do better and wouldn't write a check against a feminist if it was a blank check given to them by Jeff Bezos. Yeah! It was different when I was having sex with gay guys.
Because your stuff wasn't ruined.
Yeah, you actually had functional nerve endings. Isn't it amazing how that works?
I know.
And you're gay, just for the record.
I mean, as far as I know, there really isn't a technology that will regenerate 100% nerves.
No.
If they could do that, they would stop a lot of guys from being paralyzed. They could reverse that stuff.
Alzheimer's would be a thing of the past. Let's be honest. They probably do have functional cures for many of the diseases that kill us off on the daily. But
They can't make
it. It's not profitable to cure things.
That's right. 100%.
You can make a ton of money maintaining symptoms or managing symptoms.
And that's exactly what's happening in this trans crap.
Exactly. They're turning you into lifelong patients for Big Pharma, permanent customers for the same billionaires you claim are responsible for all the ills of the world, and you're happy to do it. Because hashtag resist. Am I right?
Oh, man.
You got to be a special kind of stupid to buy into this, I'm just saying.
I think we're going beyond stupid here.
Yeah.
This is more indoct programming.
It really
is. They might have started off stupid and fell for this, because typically cults focus targeting those people because they fall for this shit. That's why I always say, do not agree 100% with what I have to say, because I am not starting a cult.
Yeah. If you're not disagreeing with us once in a while, we're fucking up somewhere.
That's right.
Or you're fucking up somewhere.
Even you and I argue on the air sometimes.
Yeah.
It's all good.
We don't agree on everything. I produce a Red Pill MGTOW channel. You see this shit?
And you make your living videotaping weddings.
I know. But you don't have to be entrenched in a cult to recognize good ideas and bad ideas.
That's right.
You know? I can agree with like things that are not of my religion because they're wise.
Yeah.
Like a Buddhism teaches that, you know, lessons will be repeated until they are learned. And I find that to be completely true. 1,000%. Yeah.
I talk about that in my book. Just because it's of a different religion does not mean it's unwise.
Exactly. We all worship the same God, just in different ways.
That's correct.
Except for Islam, that shit's just fucked up.
Yeah, they went off in the weeds. I don't know what's up with that.
I don't know. They turned goat fucking and child molesting into a religion. You can only expect so much from them.
It's like an extracurricular activity over there.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's nasty, man.
Yeah, they're experts in the wing-wang over there, but that's just for practice. Sex felt more equal. You both finish in the same way. Gay guys have more empathy and fucking manners. They want to make you come as well. Having known quite a few gay men in my life, there are quite a few of them out there who are just as terrible as the alpha chads who use you as a masturbation dummy. Or the soyentists who want to, you know, use you to fulfill a fetish and then never call you again.
I mean, that chocolate starfish play, it's really vile.
It really is.
I mean, come on, that's where your waste comes out. It's infested with bacteria that if it was anywhere else in your body, you know, you would stand a high chance of dying from.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I know this person thinks that they're not gay just because they went amateur hour with the chocolate starfish play, but if you had kept it going for another couple of years instead of doing this stuff, you could have joined the pro lapse league.
Yeah. Whenever I hear people are gay, I don't hate them. I'm not angry with them. I pity them because I know they're going to have a long, miserable life.
And a lot of it is their own doing because they're choosing to believe they're victims as opposed to recognizing that, well, when every government edifice is flying your flag, every corporation is throwing up their rainbow bullshit for the month of June, you're not marginalized. You're a special class.
That's right.
And you're protected. You can critique me as much as you like without fear of losing your job. I can't do the same in return.
Well, luckily for me, this is my job, so.
Exactly. So good luck with that. He continues, I think girls need to be less polite when it comes to sex. Oh, obviously, you haven't been hanging out with your friends enough. We have to instigate the conversations about what we like. That's called being an adult human.
Well, here's another thing. When you're in a relationship, after a certain amount of time, the individual you're with learns how to shift those gears.
Yes.
You know, willy-nilly and on command.
And part of that is communication. You notice it says, we have to instigate the conversations about what we like. Meaning that they're not going to tell you most of the time because they expect you to be a mind reader.
Correct.
And if you're not doing it right, they're going to bitch about you behind your back.
This is just bizarre.
Most men will do what has worked in the past. Does it work for every woman? No.
No.
But that's why you're supposed to communicate it instead of complaining about it.
Yeah. How hard is it to like, hey, flick the tic-tac up and down, not east and west.
Yeah. Oh, while you're doing that, a well-placed thumb works wonders.
Yes.
It doesn't take much, and most men are eager to please. Like I said, most men will gauge their own value on being able to pleasure a woman.
Correct.
So if you help us out and it works better for you, that makes us feel good in return. It's almost like you could avoid a lot of your own problems by not being a stuck-up twunt.
Twuntaha.
Men are okay with not having those conversations because they're winning regardless. They can come really easily. Whereas women feel like they have to be polite. Oh, you wouldn't know because you're not a woman.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're correct.
Cosmetic surgery is a lot of things, but a miracle worker, it is not.
I have seen dudes that have been tore up real bad in war, you know, go under the knife to have things fixed, and it really did make a big improvement. But most of the time, it's mediocre at best.
You will never be 100% again.
No.
Even with the best surgeon out there.
Yeah.
And this person needs to come to grips with that for themselves. But imagine if you were having sex with a man and you didn't make him come, and you just got off once you'd come and left your cum all over him and walked away. He'd be like, come back here. We're not done. He wouldn't even think twice about it.
Because that's a bail situation. Bang, and immediately leave.
Well, no, what she's describing is something that men also do better, which is actually communicate the things that matter.
Correct.
If you withhold information, you can't get pissed off when someone doesn't know it.
Well, I mean, that's... I'm going to be honest, that's a typical 101 female behavior, thinking the men they're with have ESP when they don't.
Just like you shouldn't outcast yourself and then be shocked when you don't fit in. Some straight guys who sleep with trans girls will believe certain myths. Oh, you would know all about that. For example, that trans girls can't come because of the hormones. That's not a myth. Maybe some can't, but I can. Other straight guys I've slept with won't touch me during sex, and when I ask the afterwards, they're like, oh, I thought you wouldn't want to be touched. The last trans girl I slept with didn't like to be touched. What was I just saying before about sticking with what they know works with certain partners?
Correct.
And if you don't communicate that that doesn't work for you, it's your fault. Right.
Well, you're the one that's turning your chin into a ball bumper. That's just what it is.
Now, do I believe that this person can still have an orgasm? No.
Okay.
But for the purpose of this article, we'll take it at face value.
Very well, very well.
You'd be shocked how many straight men have sex with trans girls. As two betting men, would we bet that these straight men are either gay or don't know?
Yes.
What would you put the certainty at on a 100%
I would put that
scale?
In the 90%.
I was going to say the same thing.
And if you get a straight guy, he might be doing it just for the curiosity of the situation.
Yep.
That's it.
It doesn't count if it's a trans woman, right? Right?
I'm sorry. I'm not on that. I'm not on board with that rationale.
You need to accept the fact that you will not be the topic of discussion on poker night. We're desirable. Yeah, we're going to go with that.
Okay.
Trans porn is the fastest growing category of porn. Do not confuse morbid curiosity with desire.
Or acceptance.
Just like real women shouldn't confuse attention with value. But if you're going to pretend to be a woman, you might as well think in opposites.
Oh, my Lord.
Lots of guys hit on me and say, I've always wanted to try it, which I find quite gross personally.
Uh-huh.
All right, so let me get this straight. You're going out of your way to claim that you're desired, but when you receive that desire, you find it gross?
Yeah.
You are a woman! I'm going to go to the gym in my lingerie and then act appalled when men look.
What could go wrong?
I'm going to go dress in a whore's uniform and be shocked when people approach me like one. Wow, maybe you are really a woman.
Unbelievable.
I take it all back.
Oh, my
God. Not.
What a horrible thing to say. It's the truth.
It's very interesting how many straight guys, I mean really straight guys, boys you wouldn't expect, so not you.
Yeah.
Want to try it. I went to quite a tough all-boys school, and I can promise you that I could have sex with half the guys in my year if I really wanted to.
Yeah, sexually, I can probably have whatever the fucking guy I want to.
Bullshit!
The majority of straight guys, they don't want to take us home to mom, but they do want to take us home and fuck us once.
Because of the morbid curiosity.
Once. Often, they want us to fuck them. They're the straightest, most manly guys, and they'll say, I want you to fuck me.
That sounds like gay talk.
It does. These are obviously men who have the curiosity already.
Yes.
You know, they're the fast and the bi-curious.
Could be the down low dance, the hidden Harrys.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Flaming Freds, possibly, a few in there. And this is like the gateway drug.
Unbelievable.
There's a group of straight guys that trans girls call chasers because they want to have sex with every trans girl they can find. They just go through us all. They fetishize trans women, they're dick pigs, solely dating trans girls and being really creepy about it as well. It's not good to be a chaser. It's not cute. But if you didn't have them, you wouldn't have a dating life.
Absolutely correct. Listen, you turned yourself into a pariah. This is part of the territory of being a pariah. That's the truth of the whole matter here.
They really are like women, man.
Yeah.
Because we all know the difference between a creep and a date is mutual attraction.
Correct.
You only dub the ones chasers that you're not attracted to. And guess what? That's going to be most of them. And the reason why they're going for this is because they probably can't get actual women with their overinflated sense of entitlement and self-worth from decades of yasselighting on social media.
Correct. I don't know, man. That's just bizarre.
You're talking about people turning their necessity into a virtue. So I'm going to become something where I can call you a bigot if you're not attracted to me. And if you're attracted to me and I don't like you, I can call you a chaser. See, it's a win-win.
Yeah, when you put it that way. This is, like, insane. And this was from 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even more individuals out there who have been corrupted mentally to think this way.
Yep.
This is going to be bad in a decade
from now. Oh, it's
going to
be really bad.
Holy.
And for many of these people, it gets bad within 6 years.
Yes.
We will post a link to that study on redonkulous.com so you guys can see it for yourself.
And here's a simple thing about nerves. All right. By the time 2 years has passed after a surgery that damages nerves, if you don't get it back by then, all right, it usually doesn't come back. Or if it does, it's never complete.
Yeah. It's never going to be the same.
Now, fortunately for me, it worked out. But you have no idea what's going to happen when you go under the knife.
Yeah.
I mean, people die from local anesthesia all the time.
All the time.
You know, you never know. Like, you go on the table to get, like, a stent put in your heart. Next thing you know, you're at the pearly gates.
There you go.
And they do 1,000 of these, you know, millions of these probably every couple of years.
Yep.
So, mathematically, there's somebody out there that's not going to make it.
True story. Now, we get to everyone's favorite moment in a leftoid article when their own logic pulls out the giant Murphy cock and rams it 6 feet up their own ass.
I can't wait to hear this.
If you only date trans girls and you don't date other girls, it's a real turnoff to me because the only difference between them and me is a dick, literally.
Okay. And here's another thing. Is they're trying to get, like, to turn it mainstream for straight guys to go for these trannies. I'm sorry. It's just unappealing. To most straight guys, it's just unappealing.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
But I love the peak of illusion that we're arriving at here. This is just incredible. And I love how they want to put stipulations on your attraction to them in relation to other people. Because, if you only sleep with trans girls, that means I'm being fetishized, which I will totally reward with sex, except for when I'm not attracted to you.
Then you're a creep.
Then you're a creep or a chaser. But if you're not dating me along with regular girls, that proves that I'm not a regular girl. And that sticks in my craw, so you better be banging other chicks too.
Oh my lord. This is, oh my god, I can't even like wrap my head around this insanity. What in the hell is going on here?
This is mental illness full blown on display. And this is what happens when you don't treat it.
early.
And instead, you try to put a mask on it.
Correct.
And call it normal.
Abby normal. Abby normal.
There's being trans attracted, which is okay, but being a chaser is a horrible thing. Well, we'll see how that works out for you in the long run. I think with every marginalized demographic, you're not marginalized. You're given special privileges over the rest of us.
And I mean, if you volunteer to live that pariah life and you get marginalized, whose fault is that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if you're born all jacked up and people marginalize you. That's bad enough.
Yeah.
But if you volunteer for that and then bitch about it, what the hell is going on here in America?
They want to have their cake and eat it too.
Listen, that's not going to work.
No.
Nobody cares about that shit.
There's always a group of men who are unhealthily obsessed with us, who fetishize us, and it's not healthy, and it's not a compliment. But it is the only way you're going to fill a roster on a Friday night, so count your blessings, dude.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
Also, those guys will never sleep with you once you've had surgery. They're just obsessed with dick.
See how they blur the lines? There's straight, gay, and asexual. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And, I mean, however you want to, like, fall into that those three categories, it's your business. But when you start inventing shit, that's kind of crazy, in my opinion.
It's about to get a little bit crazier.
Oh, here we go.
Of course, this is a natural side effect of this delusion. I want to find a guy who likes me for who I am. Not because I'm trans or in spite of the fact that I'm trans. Just someone who's like, oh, you're trans? Okay, cool. One.
Two.
You will never find a guy who likes you for who you are because you don't like you for who you are.
Oh my God,
which is why you had to destroy your body to make it match your sick mind. Number two.
I can do this all day.
Everyone already knows you're trans the instant they look at you. It's never going to be a question.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Do you have any idea how many can actually pass as the gender they're trying to go for? It's like 2%.
It's very, very slim.
Unlike most of the people who become trans. Screen five!
Yeah, sexually, I can probably have whatever the fucking guy I want to.
Well, with that being said, you can take your blindfold off.
Oh, fuck no. Jesus Christ. Get me the fuck out of here.
Actually, I can probably have whatever the fucking guy I want to.
I'm getting tired of this whole victim bullshit.
That's because it is bullshit.
You know, you stand in line to fuck yourself up, and then you whine and complain you're a victim. I mean, get the hell out of here.
You did it to yourself.
You 100%, you victimized yourself.
And all to put money in the pockets of the same billionaires you claim to hate. And to get support, reinforcement, and subsidy from the same government you claim is systemically racist and needs to be torn down from the bottom up.
I think I can smell shite.
I mean, these people literally, like, their arguments are so nonsensical, it's like they're just throwing shit at the wall to see what sticks. Who's oppressed today?
Boom.
Kunk. Oh, bullseye, we're all oppressed except white men. Got it. My advice to a trans girl who's about to start sleeping with straight men, who are obviously not straight because they're sleeping with other men, is to initiate conversations about sex before you sleep with them because it's in your interest. Communicate.
Just communicate, and you've really spent this entire article complaining about you not communicating properly.
Yes.
I mean, here we go. This you is didn't where the logjam falls apart. Look,
you didn't communicate your same wants and desires to the same chasers you claim are a bad thing, but you're lining up to fuck them.
Wow.
We need to say what we want and not be polite about it. Well, if you're not polite about it, that's where you get a bail situation.
That's right.
It's not that hard to be civil and to not expect people to be a mind reader, is it?
You would think.
You would think.
Yeah.
Trans girls need to come too. Understand your worth, your body, and your needs and desires. You're just as worthy as the man you're sleeping with. Also, if he just uses you as a sex toy to wank into, steal something from his house. He treated you like a prostitute, so you may as well get paid. I literally do that now.
Oh my God, are you serious? Is that really in there?
Yes.
Oh my God.
If the guy doesn't treat me with respect, I just steal something walking out. So you just admitted to grand theft and larceny in an article where you're supposed to be the marginalized victim?
Yeah.
And yet you will never be prosecuted or punished for this?
Well, not right now. Sooner or later, those days will come to an end.
So marginalized. So marginalized. You can get away with literally advertising the fact that you have committed theft.
Yeah.
And you never have to worry about being held accountable for it. I couldn't do that.
No, no. Hell, we get the cops called on us just for being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Damn right.
Are we almost there?
Yeah, it's done.
It's done?
That's the end of this delusional think piece.
Oh, my God.
More like stink piece.
I'm telling you, this was, like, painful to listen to.
I know. I'm, like, sweating from heat and embarrassment right now.
100%.
I can't believe the level of, just, I mean, like, the cognitive disconnect on display here is through the roof.
But the thing is the left has cornered the market on cognitive disconnect.
You literally have to turn off your mind to all perception of hypocrisy to believe the things that the modern leftoids believe and not see how they contradict.
This isn't some next level craziness here. And unfortunately, this is broken into mainstream.
Yep.
Hopefully, we'll be able to course correct before this really goes off the rails.
Oh, I would love that.
But I am not holding out a lot of hope for that.
You know, back in the day, in the 1970s, Playboy magazine successfully published nude photos of Brooke Shields while she was still a minor. So I will tell you right now, we have been here before in some way, shape, or form, and we managed to come out on the other side of it okay. Now it's back in a boosted form, because that's what happens when you manage to crush out evil.
Yep.
It will always come back in a boosted form, ready to do battle. Well, you know what? You can't afford to be indifferent to it anymore.
Nope.
Because they're not just coming for your children in a kinky manner. They're coming for your legacy. They want to sterilize it and make sure that it does not continue.
That is absolutely correct, and I can think of nothing more evil. It's literally a slow genocide.
And they have managed to weaponize this ideology to the point where people are scared to speak out because they don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to be canceled. They don't want to lose access to commerce and banking. And I understand all that stuff, but risk equals reward.
Correct.
And if we don't take the risk now, the detriment to our world as a whole is going to be devastating, and we may not be able to come back from it.
Well, not without a lot of bad stuff happening.
The tree of liberty needs to be watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Yep. And guess what? Along the way, the insanity get it too.
Yes.
So,
and I don't want to live to see that, but if we don't start acting instead of reacting, that's exactly what's going to come.
That's right.
Unlike the trannies. Scream fire.
Bummer.
Bummer. Anyway, well, to this person, Craggs, sorry you mutilated your meat. I'm sorry that you believed the BS. And I'm sorry that instead of getting help, you got hormones. But that is no one's fault but your own.
Yep.
Because we all have access to the same internet. And instead of looking up the facts, you looked up the reinforcement.
Yeah, we should probably give that a new term for them, too. The meat manipulators. Or the meat, what is it? The meat mutilators.
The meat mutilators, yeah.
M&M.
The new doctors. Meat mutilators and poke prodders.
Yep.
Disgusting. Remember, dudes, help, not hormones. Doesn't do anybody any good.
That's right.
Or anybody any good.
And we're not doing this to be mean. We literally want to see people, like, take the right path.
Yeah.
Because right now, this whole trans stuff is the equivalent of the lobotomies in the 50s, 60s. It didn't really help anyone, and it took over a decade to realize it was all BS.
Yep.
And it ruined countless people's lives.
And if you don't believe that consensus can warp a mind, you should probably look up the ASH experiment. A-S-C-H. Trust me, it'll change your mind on modernity in a hurry if you're not on the same page with us already.
Yep.
And with that,
I think we're done here.
I wish you all luck and Godspeed. Keep your dicks in your pants. And for the love of God, don't slice them up the middle, turn them inside out, and expect to have an orgasm with your non-existent clit.